You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we went out on a little date night on Saturday, something we haven't done in about 15 months. And it's not like it was anything super romantic or whatever. We just went to a place that we know that we like, where we could sit on the patio. And I'll be darned if we didn't walk up and the best seat on the patio was available. So I just went to the little, the hostess. I said, anybody waiting for that table? She goes, no. I go, boom.
Gimme.
So outside, which is good for us, because I know we're vaccinated and many people are, but we still have, it's still in the back of our mind.
Oh, yeah.
About everything. So we enjoyed sitting out there, and I sent Jeremy's.
Damn good-looking tots is what you sent me.
Of my Cuban sandwich and the tots.
Looked phenomenal. Really good. Yeah. You had a brewski there with you.
It was good. And then we left there, and we were walking around. There was some sort of little, like a park art show thing with all the tents set up. We walked around that a little bit. And then we did the classic thing where we stopped at a really cool mom-and-pop ice cream shop. And, I'm a cup guy.
Mm-hmm.
She's a cone girl. But I was, once again, proven right, because we were 20 seconds out the door. 20 seconds. And Gretchen's ice cream cone on the ground.
Oh, no.
I think what's funny about it is she did like that 5-second rule thing where she grabbed it real fast.
Yeah.
But, and she had a napkin and she was trying to, and I said, you can't seriously.
Do that. No.
Everybody and their dogs walking around here and stuff. Yeah. I said, you cannot wipe it off.
Uh-uh.
I said, come on, I'll get you another. We went in. Same kid, 18-year-old kid or whatever was waiting on us. And I said, she dropped it on the sidewalk. And he was like, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, sir. I got you.
He did another one. And he took her cone and put it upside down in a cup and handed it to her.
Perfect.
And he goes, that's on us. Don't worry about it, sir. That was really cool.
I see your wife has a very strong tongue.
How funny that you say that.
Uh-huh.
Because
we're all thinking
it.
And
when we were walking outside, I go, how did that happen? And she says, I literally licked it off the cone.
Strong tongue, Dom.
Man.
Tongue calisthenics.
I was like, wow.
We have to go home now.
She licked it right off the cone. Boom, onto the ground. And then we got in the car and we drove about half an hour to this place where there's a square. You know those old, kind of like old town city squares where the park is in the middle, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a square. And then around it, all the businesses surround it on all four sides. And it was a beautiful Saturday night. The temperature was lovely. It was like 75 degrees. And there was a wedding that was going on in the little bandstand there inside that square.
How cool.
And so we walked right up and we were just kind of part of the crowd.
Nice.
For the wedding. And we got there right as the groom was there waiting for his bride to come up.
Oh.
And I got to tell you something. I'm not one to like watch a romantic movie necessarily and tear up. And I found myself actually welling up, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the groom was standing up there with his best man and the preacher just waiting. And you could tell how nervous he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had his little tux on. He had the big, like millennial beard thing going. But he was just kind of fidgeting and nervous. And then we saw the bride walk up. And Jeremy, when he turned and looked at her.
Yeah.
I almost wanted to cry because he starts welling up and he's trying to do everything he can to keep from bawling. And he's even taking his hand up, wiping a tear away.
Been there, yeah.
And I turned to Gretchen and I said, am I an idiot because I'm welling up? And her eyes are all red rimmed and stuff like that. She's like, no, it is the sweetest thing we had seen in ages.
And she's got ice cream chip dripping down her chin.
Yeah, and I said, you still have ice cream on your chin.
No, that's beautiful. I would be the same way. It's like you're seeing love in action,
Yes, he was just
so sweet.
Overcome with emotion. And we were standing, we're total strangers.
Yeah.
We don't know who these people are.
Right.
It was Madison and somebody. And so, yeah, that was our...
Oh, that's pretty cute,
man. I will go back to the ice cream for 1 second.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing a quick P.S.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that surprises me that I am with Gretchen is that out of the 30-something flavors she could choose from, She chose plain chocolate. And I said, I'm not.
It's better than plain vanilla.
Well, yeah, she's not.
I'm not crazy. Yeah. Okay. All right. Just a plain chocolate cone?
I said,
I got no beef with that.
Really? Just chocolate?
Really?
She goes, I like chocolate.
What did you get? What was your flavor there, big ice cream talker?
Chocolate and peanut butter mixed together.
Okay,
with
you
swirls of
by
peanut butter
far
throughout
won.
It.
You won all
oh,
day
hands
long.
Hands down. And I didn't drop mine into the dog food. All right, enough of me. What happened?
Let's maybe push mine off because it might be a larger topic here eventually, talking about who's going to be moving in with me for a couple weeks.
Well,
I kind of want to hold on to this.
We can
do a
full blown
topic. I don't want to say
it
yet. I mean, it's going to happen here in a month and a half or 2 months.
Why don't we move it and talk about it at 7?
But I'm already angry. I'm not angry about it. We don't have a choice, but I'm slightly irritated by it already.
Oh, I know you.
And I hate it.
You haven't even told me who this is, and I already
know.
You know,
yeah. So, let's talk about it a little later because it might be... Might be more of a conversation behind it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about it in about 45 minutes. You go outside and cool off.
All right,
for a
thanks.
Little bit, okay?
Peace.